Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Michael Zaws about the documentary Saving Brenton being shown at the Jeonju International Film Festival in South Korea.
What are you up to this week following the Saving Brenton documentary?
Well, last weekend we were in Dubuque at the Dubuque Film Festival. From Dubuque, we went to River Run Film Festival in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and we showed a couple times there, and they really wanted us to come there because they have, at the University of North Carolina, a tremendous film archive, and they wanted to show us the film archive, so we had a special tour there, and it's hard to even describe the size of this archive. It is enormous. And I think there's maybe only one bigger in the country. And they said the first part of the collection, when they moved it there, filled 180 semis of film. And I forget how many tons of film. But it was just an amazing collection of films of just about everything you could possibly think of. And I asked them how many films they had in that collection that were of the same age as the Brenton films. And they didn't have a single one. So they have thousands and thousands and thousands of films, but none that are as old as what is in the Brenton collection. So that was kind of special. And they were very nice to us, and we had a good time there. So we came back from there Monday, and then we go to San Francisco for the Docklands Film Festival, do a couple showings there. And from San Francisco, then we fly to Korea, and we'll be there, I think, 6 days. And we do showings of the documentary, and we also do lectures there. John Richard, one of the film guys, is going with me, and he will do some talking, and I'll do some talking. And I don't know for sure what they expect from us, but I was kind of hoping nobody understood English, and I would feel better about giving a talk, but they're going to have earpieces that instantly translate. So they're making a really big deal about it.
You've been traveling around the world showing the film to different people. What do you think has connected with people from Korea and elsewhere?
I really didn't think that it would have this much draw. I thought it had a very local basis, but I think many people see it as having a local basis, but local where they're at. It's community, and it shows how a community can work together, and it has just been so well received everywhere. When we get back from Korea, we go to New York City for a week's showing in a regular theater in New York City, and we have five shows a day, and then that's a big deal. There will be an ad in the New York Times and things. It's quite expensive to do that. Then when we come back from New York, we go to Los Angeles and do the same thing in Los Angeles. After those two showings, it becomes eligible to be considered for an Academy Award nomination next year. And then after Los Angeles, we go to Edinburgh, Scotland, which is, I think, the oldest continuous film festival in the world. And we've got two primetime showings there. And then on our way back from Scotland, we will have a showing in London. And they've been real accommodating to us. I had agreed to officiate at my cousin's wedding the end of June a year ago, thinking that we would not still be traveling with the film. And so they scheduled time so that I could get back in time to do the wedding, which was very nice.
And I know there's been an online campaign to raise funds for the showings in New York and Los Angeles. How has that been going?
Well, I knew nothing about Kickstarter things. And when we go to New York, we have to rent the theater. We have to put the ads in the paper. And all of that's very expensive. But those are requirements for the Academy Awards. And we've gone this far. It just seemed like we should keep doing it. And the film guys, the three of them from Iowa City, they did a Kickstarter campaign for $35,000 for 5 weeks. And they had that money in less than 2 weeks. And then it's been added to so that we can do more publicity, which is a really, really big part of an Academy Award is the publicity. And I haven't looked now, but I think it's the people have been wonderful to donate, and I think it's around 50,000 now that's been donated. It just is overwhelming to me. It's just been, you know, so many former students have had contact, and it's just been great. When we were in North Carolina, one of the shows in North Carolina had 13 people at it that had ties to Washington County. And a number of former students, several students I hadn't seen for 20 more or more years. And one of them, a career guy in the military, bigger than me, was just, it was so good to see him. And then he just kind of stood back and he said, "Mr. Sauce, could I just give you a hug?" You know, it's just, people have been like that all over. It's just been amazing.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with local historian Michael Zaz about the documentary Saving Brenton being shown at the Jeonju International Film Festival in South Korea. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.